Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's a lot of news to talk about today and also updates, but this is February 2008, so we are in our Bob Enyart Live annual telethon to help keep this program on the air, broadcast on the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT. We have given our all over the last year to fight the spiritual battle for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the unborn, against those who will teach millions of young people that we've evolved from animals, that we are animals, that there's no such thing as absolute right and wrong, there's no creator God, and so on, and all the despair that that leads to. So because we have done this, because we've been fighting these battles with everything we have seriously neglected Bob Enyart Live as a business. We have seriously neglected working on revenue for Bob Enyart Live. We hold a fundraiser and we spend most of our time trying to raise funds for pro-life organizations to fight abortion, when it's supposed to be the Bob Enyart Live fundraiser. So we need your help to be able to continue to press on for another year. So through this month, we'll be talking about our Bob Enyart Live telethon. The goal is to take in $25,000, $25,000 this month. And the only possibility of us hitting that goal is if you decide to help. And if you say that you're really going to give in a substantial way to Bob Enyart Live. So if you can, this is not a tax-deductible gift. This is not tax-deductible. If you have a need to give only where you can get a tax deduction, then there are all kinds of ways you can help with pro-life organizations that are tax-deductible, like American Right to Life, for example. Like the Collaborators Project. No, I'm only kidding. They're not tax deductible. Like Colorado Right to Life, of course, Denver Bible Church, you can give and get a tax deduction. But if you give to Bob Enyart Live, or if you give for some political purpose, these are not tax deductible gifts. And at Bob Enyart Live, we are a talk show. Of course, we come from a Christian biblical foundation. And if there is a leader who is evil, who is lying to you, for example, like Mitt Romney, we tell you. Now, if it was deductible because of the corrupt laws we have in our country, then we could not say Mitt Romney is lying, so don't vote for Mitt Romney. We couldn't say that and stay on the air. You could say that, but then, you know, I don't know, you'd be taken off the air or go to jail, something like that. But we made this decision years ago, many years ago, that we would operate as not a nonprofit, but a for-profit talk show. And therefore, we would have maximum liberty to express our free speech rights that everyone should have, including churches, including all organizations and individuals. But our tax laws have been designed to try to take the conservative Christian voice out of the culture war and politics. And so you have thousands of churches that are afraid to talk about a marriage amendment or a personhood amendment, or to warn their congregants that such and such a leader is lying to them, and so on. Okay. So first, some news, just real quickly, some news. In the Middle East, this is the third time this has happened, an internet cable has been cut. Obviously, intentionally cut, and this is the third time. This is an undersea internet cable has been damaged, so goes the Breitbart.com news report, but obviously it's been cut, and two other lines were cut earlier last week, and so this is a crisis, do you want to call this? This was a cable cut about 35 miles from the United Arab Emirates. And so, of course, terrorists have all kinds of ways of trying to impose their foreign policy on people by force, and this could be one of them. Okay, what else is in the news? This warning to stay out of the water, a warning to surfers in Northern California, please stay out of the water. There's, boy, how do I describe this and be polite? Well, San Francisco, they have a lot of homosexuals in San Francisco. And there has been an accidental spillage of human waste into San Francisco Bay. 2.7 million gallons of human waste, and not, you know, other water also, obviously, spilled into San Francisco Bay. And, you know, there's already a crisis, a hepatitis crisis in the homosexual community that's lasted for many years. So, warning to surfers, stay out of the water in Northern California for some time, until further notice. All right, also, more global warming news. Let's see, 7 feet of snow collapse a roof in Oregon. Rare Tokyo snow strands 10,000 at a Tokyo airport. You know, Tokyo is on the warm side of Japan. And Japan is just in an absolute crisis. A death toll, snow, and the same thing with China. So that's just more global warming news for snow. And then there is a mouse that caught a cold in Britain. This is big. This is news. First time ever. A mouse has caught a cold. Now, mice are not susceptible to the kinds of virus that will give you a cold. And so and that's sad, really. It's not sad for the little mouse, but it's sad for the human race because we use mice to do medical testing, and we can't test treatments and potential cures for the common cold on mice, lab rats or mice, because they don't catch colds. Well, now, scientists at Imperial College in London, they've produced a mouse that is susceptible to the virus causing most colds, which normally only infect humans and chimpanzees. So this could help in the research to find treatments as well as possibly one day a cure for the common cold. And that's pretty cool. Now, the mice, I'm sure, would object. And, of course, there must be a risk that these mice could escape the lab. And eventually we'd have a billion mice sneezing all their germs all over all of us. Well, not all of us, those of us who live around mice, which is probably most of us in the human race. But that would be gross. That would be, talk about a scientific advancement backfiring. That would be gross to have billions of mice sneezing their germs on all of us. That would be just so gross. And then some encouraging news out of Virginia Beach. Police responded to complaints from people about photos in a mall. Okay, there's the Lynn Haven Mall in Virginia Beach, and they have an Abercrombie and Fitch store. And some of the photos are obscene. They're pornographic. And the local police warned the store manager that he would be cited with obscenity charges if he did not take down those photos, and he refused. And so they arrested him. And of course, it's the corporate headquarters that decides for most chains what banners they're going to put in their storefront windows. But nonetheless, the local manager is responsible if he's violating a law. And I'm thrilled that gives a little bit of hope. I'm thrilled that the Virginia police did this and cited this manager for obscenity. Now, what should the law be? What should the law be? There should be no public nudity. There should be no public nudity allowed and no public sensuality. It should not be allowed. I was on Fox Channel 31, Good Day Colorado, a couple weeks ago, and they had a story about businesses that are not strip joints, but they cater to that market, and they have young, scantily clad women dancing in ways to try to be provocative to men who they're not married to, and of course to other women's husbands. And so that's all tragic, and there were two such young women on that show, and I had quite the interesting talk with them off the air and on the air, and told them on the air that there is a God, and God said, do not commit adultery, and when the rules break, the people break, and that Britney Spears is one of, what, 10,000 young women who have been used sexually and have seen their lives destroyed. So when the rules break, the people break, there is a God. God said, do not commit adultery. He said, do not steal, do not murder. Okay. So that's some of the news from around the country and the world. Now I'd like to get some more local news. To start with that, let's go to the phones. Our number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Parker, Colorado, Leslie Hanks is the vice president of Colorado Right to Life. Leslie, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Well, hi, Bob. I'm really hopeful that some of your listeners would like to be part of the political process in our country and make a difference for babies, for preborn babies, right, by going to their caucuses and running to be selected as delegates to go to their county conventions. And yep, they could be very helpful in electing people that really care about the protection of preborn life from the moment of fertilization.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. Now, when I saw your name pop up on the call screeners list, Leslie Hanks, Colorado Right to Life, I went to your website, and boy, is this a handy and helpful bit of information. At the very top of ColoradoRightToLife.org, there is a request from Colorado Right to Life. Please go to your caucus Tuesday evening, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And there are links of how to find where your local caucus is meeting. And there's also suggestions on what to do, three things that you can do. You could bring a printout of two resolutions, which are right here on your webpage, and you could introduce those resolutions. You could volunteer to be elected as a delegate to your county caucus, and you could bring a personhood petition to collect signatures.
Yep, that would be just awesome. If your listeners want to participate, they need to realize that when you participate at the caucus level, if you get elected to become a delegate to go to your county convention, you can have something to say about who actually winds up getting on the ballot in the fall, mm-hmm, as somebody that would represent you at the legislature. And we, of course, want to fight for those people that we know care about the protection of babies in their mother's womb. And there's too many people at the legislature right now that don't care at all. In fact, they have an aggressive agenda to make sure that those babies continue to be destroyed, mm-hmm, by the abortion industry. And so we're just really excited to know that a lot of your listeners are really activists in this arena, and so we're hopeful that they'll participate. America has a lot of problems, but we still have one of the better systems in the world, and if you participate at that level, you're really making a bigger difference than if you just go to the polls in the fall and just cast your one single vote.
Mm-hmm. This is very exciting, this opportunity, because it's so easy to do. A caucus is just a neighborhood meeting, as your website says.
It is, and really a lot of times you might just be one of 5 to 10 people at a meeting, and so it would be extremely easy to get elected. Sometimes you go to one and it might have 50 to 100, but they don't need to be, fretting about, oh, I don't know how to give a speech. If you just speak from your heart, and if you have a passion for life and for protecting children, and you think America, needs to turn to our founding principles, where, the Declaration of Independence stated clearly that we have an unalienable right to life from our, mm-hmm, Creator. And they can just go talk about how they feel that that was a great foundation for America, and we need to uphold that today, and they might just find themselves elected.
That's right. You might be elected to go to the county caucus, which will come up between February 20th and March 17th. And you could also go, and even if you don't want to go to the county convention, you could find out who else is running, who wants to be the delegate, and you could vote for that person if it's a pro-lifer. You could also bring a personhood petition to collect signatures if you have a blank one handy or one with some free spaces on it for signatures. Or you can bring, you could print out from Colorado Right to Life's website their two resolutions. The one resolution is a personhood resolution urging your local party, whether it's Republican or Democrat, urging your party to support the 2008 Personhood Amendment sponsored by Colorado for Equal Rights.
That's right.
And so there's so many neat things you can do if you go to your caucus tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
And if people don't have those petitions and they'd like to help and be involved in that wonderful effort, they can call Colorado Right to Life if they'd like to, because we definitely have some of those petitions available, and people can stop and pick one up if they don't have one and take it to their caucus.
Okay, and they could also get those petitions at other petition distribution sites, and the way to find those is to go to coloradoforequalrights.com.
Absolutely.
And right on their homepage, there's a list. Like, for example, there's a cleaners in, you know, the western Denver metro area. There are locations all around. There's a church in Aurora, downtown Denver, a half a block from the Capitol. There's Colorado Right to Life. And in other cities around the state of Colorado, they have distribution sites for petitions. So you could pick one up and get your first signatures at your local caucus.
That's right.
And you guys have other instructions or suggestions. And Leslie, what I'll do once we're done with our call, I'll go through a few of those on the air.
All right.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that call from Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life. Now, also, the Super Bowl was yesterday, and it was big. I mean, the fact that the Patriots are no longer undefeated, that the Miami Dolphins are still the only undefeated NFL team ever, the New York Giants saved my record. Bob Enyart, I remember back, I was in eighth grade, and the Miami Dolphins, we lived in New Jersey, just outside of New York City, and the Dolphins were winning their first games, and my cousins were really big into sports. I was just somewhat into sports. And so people, every week, they bet on football games, my friends in school. I went to Catholic grammar school. So I started betting just on the Dolphins. And people want to do point spreads, and I said, no, I'm just going to bet. You want to bet $1 on the game, win or lose. That's it. I bet on the Dolphins, and I won. And so I bet on the Dolphins again, and I won. So I kept betting on the Dolphins. I kept winning. I didn't lose. And so they went to the playoffs. I won every game. I bet on the Dolphins, the Super Bowl. I won. So I was like, it was a perfect streak. And then I remember watching the next year, I was entering into high school, and the college All-Stars were playing a preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. So I made it a point to watch that game. I was so excited. And the college team won. They beat the Dolphins. Now, of course, the Dolphins didn't play their starters. You know, it was a preseason game. But I thought, oh, man, this betting stuff is really dangerous. I mean, how could an NFL team lose to a bunch of college players? So that was the end. I stopped betting on sports. So I have a really good record and bet throughout most of the season on the only undefeated team, the Dolphins. But that's not what makes yesterday's game so great. What makes it great is the Collaborators Project had a Super Bowl party, a block party, at the Megasins. Gary Megasin is a senior vice president with the Whites Company that's building an abortion clinic in Colorado. And the Collaborators Project, they have designated whites with permanent collaborator status, which means they ask pro-life activists to protest to include when they go out and protest at an abortion clinic and at an abortionist home, please, if you can, if your organization can, include a whites protest during the year. One or more occasions during the year, protest a whites client, the client's location, like Hermes, downtown in Denver, Denver, Cherry Creek area, North Creek, or wherever you happen to be around the country. Please protest a whites executive's home, a whites headquarters, a building location, or a client's location, or a client's home. And so those protest the first significant protest after whites was hit on February 1st with permanent collaborator status was a Super Bowl block party at the Megasins, and there were 50 people there. And there was this truck with these huge pictures, tragically, you know, despicable pictures, but ones that need to be shown, of what abortion is, killing kids, pictures of dead children, with the words, courtesy of the Whites Company, just so perfectly emblazoned on this truck, massive pictures. And then other pictures, of course, showing what abortion really is. And it was a barbecue Super Bowl party. Now, it was scheduled to go for an hour and a half, from 4 to 5:30, but there were so many people, there were so many new people to get to know, and it was so fun, the fellowship, that it went to 6 o'clock. And it was freezing cold outside. But everyone was having a really great time, and the food was tremendous, as food always is at a Super Bowl party. I mean, there was stromboli, there was eggplant parmesan, there were hot dogs, of course, brats and guacamole, and it was just tremendous. What a great time of fellowship. So if you hear of an upcoming protest, you don't want to miss it. You're going to miss out. I enjoyed meeting people, new people, from one gal from Broomfield. She was there with her daughter. One guy, oh, I wonder if I could remember his name. What a neat guy he was. Miguel Garza and his daughter. You know, the daughter's not young. They're grown. And so many neat, neat, wonderful people. Oh, and by the way, there was a reporter from the Denver Post, and he interviewed some of us. He interviewed me also. And he said, Bob, by the way, did you know that the American Right to Life logo was in the New York Times yesterday? I said, well, you know, Steve, we've been so busy, I missed that. He said, yeah, it's in the New York Times, an article about Romney, Mitt Romney's campaign falling apart. And there is this perfect, perfect picture, perfect photo with the caption. And do you know that captions are the number one most well-read text on a newspaper or a magazine page? Captions are read even more than headlines. And so when you take out an ad, it's often good to put a photo in it with a caption. But the caption says, abortion opponents exchange words with Romney supporters. It was just absolutely perfect. And here is this excellent large color photograph of the American Right to Life banner. And the American Right to Life banner is the best logo. Its logo is the best in the whole pro-life movement. There is no better logo in the entire 40-year-old pro-life movement than the American Right to Life logo. It's extraordinary. And you know how they came up with that logo? They held a contest among graphic artists, this is months ago, in America and Europe. And a handful of graphic artists submitted their entries, And that logo resulted with an eagle charging forward toward the goal, and he's protecting a baby in his wing, but the baby's in the eagle's right wing. When the graphic artist, he also submitted a version with the baby in the eagle's left wing, and he said, strangely enough, it looks like the eagle is kidnapping the baby if the baby's in the eagle's left wing. Everything else the same. Just flip the picture. And so he recommended that the baby be depicted in the eagle's right wing. And remember, Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes that a good man's heart is on his right and the fool's heart is on his left. And so this distinction of right and left, it's ancient. It doesn't only go back hundreds of years ago to the Parliament in London, where the right wingers sat on the right and the left wingers sat on the left. It goes back to antiquity, 3,000 years ago. The distinction between right and left, and in French, left means sinister. And in English, right means correct. And in Chinese and so on around the world, these words don't only mean right and left, but they mean good and bad. Good and bad. And that's because God is a right-wing God. He's righteous. Right is righteous. And this distinction goes back to antiquity. Okay. And the difference between right and left wing, you could ask 1,000 talking heads. You could ask political writers. And they won't know. They'll just make something up, generally. The difference, the fundamental difference between right and left is the right believes in absolutes as they flow from a creator, and the left believes that things are relative, that the left believes in moral relativity. That's the fundamental difference between right and left. And of course, there are all kinds of variations, but that's the core issue. All right, so Colorado Right to Life's website has instructions on where to go from here. The Super Bowl party from collaboratorsproject.com. You want to go to their website soon to get an update, and they'll have photographs also. 50 people, a tremendous time. Super Bowl party by the collaboratorsproject.com. And the Bob Inyart Live Telethon. If you think this program is worthwhile to keep on the air, please believe me that there is no guarantee that Bob Inyart Live stays around long term. We struggle terribly every month. We operate on a shoestring budget. On a shoestring budget. And if I were not the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I could not afford to continue with this ministry. And that's a small church. So we need your help. Can you give sacrificially toward our goal? Can you give monthly? Can you give a one-time gift? 100, 1,000, 5,000? Please, if you can help, call us.